Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you called right now. I know you've heard that expression, when there's a glass that's only half full of water, some look at it and say, well, that glass is what? You know what I'm going to say, don't you? Half full. And another person would say, well, no, it's half empty. And I think there's a difference. And, of course, you know the difference, of course, is a reflection of the point of view. In other words, my friend, it's like how their eyes perceive the situation. Now, you are in a situation now, you have been, you certainly will be, that you don't like. People are people, and things happen to us in this world, and we are placed into various situations that are negative. We could call them adversities, trials, problems, you name it. But it was brought to my attention long ago that when a bird drinks, it looks up. Now, that's interesting, huh? When a pig drinks, the pig looks down. And that's interesting. It's indeed important to have our eyes opened toward situations through which we go. And that's why I think Jeremiah stated that there are people. And in Jeremiah 5:21, I read, people who have eyes and see not. Now, my idea is that it is impossible for our eyes to see our face. Our face can only be seen through a mirror, a reflection, or through the eyes of someone else who would talk what they see. It appears that our vision of understanding also is distorted. You see, we need to have the Lord open our eyes to see our circumstances. And herein lies the challenge, to relate to the half-full glass of water. Boy, I can swim with that. We go through situations that we perceive are the way they are, which might not be the way they are, through God's eyes or through the eyes of someone else. So a prayer would be like this. Lord, as you touch the eyes of the blind man, so touch the spiritual eyes of this one who is called. I pray, Lord, that this friend would receive and perceive their situation correctly and clean the dust off their spiritual lens. And when they drink or live their situation, may they, like the bird, look up to you through it all. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks for calling, my friend. And after the signal, if you'd like to talk to me, you may, and as long as you wish. But in the meantime, God bless you. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.